President, I have Mrs. Dennis.
All right.
There you are.
Hello.
Hello.
Dennis.
Yes, sir.
Well, I just wanted to check about John. I just horrified at hearing such a thing, and what is the report?
Well, it's a holdup, and he was shot twice, and he's in the operating room now, and they can't tell just what it is. This is for the wound under the ribs.
Were you with him?
Oh, no, he was just getting home, Mr. President.
Were you at the house?
I was at the house and heard his car drive up.
Did you hear the shots?
Yes, I heard the shots and saw the two boys. It looked like two boys, but I heard John's car come, Mr. President, and I always, after 25 years, I know the motor of the car and how
sure
it starts, you know, right in front of the house.
Nobody was with him?
Nobody was with him. He's just coming home at 7:30.
No witnesses?
No witnesses out there, but...
Saw two boys, you say?
Yes, but here's what happened. I heard this noise out there, and I thought it was two firecrackers, and so I got up, and I knew it was John stopped, but he hadn't had time to get to the door, don't you see?
Sure.
All of his papers, so I got up and opened the door, and when these boys were running on up, and saw them running on up the street, and hollering, we got him, and we got it, or something like that. And so John, about that time, was said, Coy, says, call for help quick, I've been shot twice.
Remember, yeah.
C-O-Y is my name, you see.
I know, I got it, yeah.
So I walked on in the house, and...
He walked in?
He walked on in, and he was bleeding in the chest and all. He told me to call Walter Reed and the police and an ambulance and so forth, and I had him to lie down on the sofa, and I didn't get to say a word to him because I was trying to get help, and they got there within less than 5 minutes, and the neighbors came and all. And
right.
So I don't know what time it is.
Did he remain conscious?
Oh, yes, he was conscious all the time, and it was a hold-up, and they just got a billfold that he didn't have anything in it much, and his watch, Phi Beta Kappa charm, and I don't know.
Gosh, horrible thing. Were they, what was it? Was it a, were they colored by any chance?
I couldn't tell.
Couldn't tell. You thought they were young, though?
They were quite young. They really were quite young.
Just kids. Well, they're probably just some jackasses. Horrible thing.
It was just a holdup. They didn't, the way they talked, it didn't sound like they were more than 12 or 14 years old. I saw them running on up the street, but I don't know. They said that they were caught, but I don't know if they were. That's what some of them said. The ambulance left, and my neighbors brought me on over to the hospital.
I'll get that checked out. Well, anyway, you just get him well. We just can't, we can't spare that man.
Well,
he's such a great man.
We have Dr. Elson here with me.
He's such a tower of strength. He's a wonderful man.
Mr. President?
Yes.
I'll tell him, but I hadn't got to talk with him yet. His blood pressure dropped a little, and they had to take him on to the operating room.
That's right. Well.
And I didn't get to talk with him after I got out here, but I have Dr. Elson sitting here right by me.
Right. Well, you tell him we're all praying for him, and by... Now, let me say, he's just got to get well. We can't spare this man. He's too important to this country, and he's such a courageous, great man. Now, as soon as you get to see him, you tell him I call, will you? As soon as he's able to see anybody, I'll come out and see him.
Well, that'll be fine, but you...
Is he at Walter Reed?
Yes, he will be in Ward 8.
Oh, yeah, I know. He'll be up there in the 8th floor, yeah.
They don't know how long he'll be in surgery and things like that.
Yeah, well, I'll have Takash, my doctor, the general Takash.
It's exploratory now.
He'll check with it, right?
It's
a good sign to me that he was conscious. That means that they didn't get anything that was, if he was able to walk and he was conscious.
You know, just... here's the General Moncrief.
Fine.
Would you like to speak to him?
Fine. All right, fine. Thank you, Miss. Okay.
Good evening, sir.
Yes, I...
Senator Stennis was hit by two rounds, Mr. President, one in his left leg, and the weapon appears to have been a small handgun, like a .22 or a .28, one of these owl's eye pistols.
Oh, yeah.
Midnight special type thing.
Yeah.
The one in his left thigh is not of too much consequence. There is a bullet in his lower left chest that did not go all the way through. And it's for this wound that we are exploring him.
Right.
But his condition is stable now, and I have talked to Dr. Lukacs, and I'll be back to him as
right.
soon as...
You would, Doctor, if you'd keep him posted on that,
with
Dr. Lukacs, so that I can...
If the senator gets out of the operating room, I'll call Dr. Lukacs.
Right, and just let him know. And, of course, I told Mrs. Stennis as soon as he's able to... See anybody, and I mean, when it's going to do him any good, I'll come out and see him.
All right.
But you know what I mean. The thing like this, the best thing is for a fellow to probably to get a rest, because he's a very great patriot. We need him. We need him. So you be sure he gets the very best. Will you?
Will do, sir.
The very best, whatever it is.
We'll be.
I know you will.
We'll be in touch with you all.
All right. Thank you.
Fine. Bye, bye, sir.
Bye.